Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World of Ink Network, founded in 2011 by Virginia Grenier and Marcia Cook. Their vision was to start a radio show that helped writers reach their dreams. The World of Ink has a wonderful group of hosts who are dedicated to delivering shows to entertain and inspire listeners. The World of Ink Network shares resources that introduce tips, products, and services to help strengthen, support, and challenge those who love writing and the written word. Their hope is to bring not only authors, illustrators, and publishers together, but screenwriters, directors, and producers. New to the network will be a variety of special shows, bringing not only entertaining shows, but informative discussions on timely subjects. To learn more about us, go to www.worldofinknetwork.com or visit us on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Thank you for your support and enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody. It's Marcia Cook from World of Ink and Michigan Avenue Media. Welcome to Promo Day 2018. First of all, I'd like to thank Joe Linzel, for the opportunity to share some of the tips that we do on the radio. I named it Why Being a Guest on a Podcast is a Good Promo, because I think that a lot of people don't know what to do for marketing, and there's so much out there, and everybody's getting overwhelmed. So I think one thing about a podcast when you're a guest on a show is that it's a lot of fun, and you get to meet other guests. If you have a show like mine where I have sometimes four and five guests or sometimes just one. But right off the bat, it goes right to Google, and then you're starting to brand yourself. So I think I decided to do it on my radio show rather than just do a YouTube on it, because I wanted to explain a little bit about how we do the shows. But I think before I do anything, I should tell you that I am an author, a screenwriter, and the radio blog talk host, and was a literary agent for the WGA. And I've done a lot of different things, and radio was not one of the things I wanted to do. So I thought I would tell a funny story that happened to me. My publisher said she wanted me to go on a radio show, and I go, I don't think I could do this. I'm a writer. I want to write. I don't want to be out there talking. So that worked for a while, and then all of a sudden I saw something on Facebook, and they said, this is 8 years already, I think, ago. So it said, do you want to be a guest on a show for 10 minutes? Just read a little excerpt. I went, oh, maybe I can do this. So I did it. I was a nervous wreck. And I said, I'm never going to do this again. And I like to talk, but I didn't want to do it that way. But I did talk for 10 minutes and then promised myself not to do it again. And it was Red River Radio, and April Robin called me up. And she said, do you want to do another show? And I went, okay. And it was a little longer, and I was a guest. And then a couple more times, and then she said, you want to do a show of your own? I go, oh, I don't think that's possible. Not going to happen. And, well, here I am 8 or 9 years later that I'm doing shows. And I did the shows with Red River for a couple years, and then Virginia Grenier and I started World of Ink, and I'm from Michigan Avenue Media, and so we merged and we did the shows, and we're producing over probably 800 shows. I don't know, so many already that we've done, and it's been years, 8 or 9 years, and I still love it. But I wanted to also extend an invitation to those of you that have never been on a show or have been on a show and you want to come on my show. I would love to have you. You can always go to MarciaCasperCook.com, send me an email, and that's it. That's about it. And then we'll just have a show together. And if you want to be on a show alone, that would be fine. Or otherwise, we can mix you with a group. I think for me, a group, I really like it because a new person doesn't have to worry if they have to come up with all the answers. I don't ask anything embarrassing or any trick questions. And a lot of times I talk to people on the phone first because I know I'd be nervous. So this way, if I talk to them, they know exactly what's going to happen. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this as a radio show is because the person that, whoever my guest is, they'll call in and we talk just like this, just, you know, like we're talking on the phone. So it's really not a big deal, and it's really a lot of fun. So I thought that, you know, that's why I would do it while I'm doing the show and show everybody that's it. And, you know, and then they can talk about their, they talk about their books, or I sometimes have shows on medical conditions. You know, I've had MS, I've had breast cancer. I'm happy to do any show that anybody would like to do, and I'll find other guests if you don't want to go, you know, on the show alone, because there's a lot of subjects that some shows don't do, but I take all genres, and we just have fun. So I think that, you know, if you'd like to be a guest, that would be a great thing. And I think to be a good guest, I think a lot of people, you know, are on, at least on my show, because I don't have set questions. Today was the only time I've ever written things down, because I wanted to cover several things, but usually my show is just talking, and I don't really, I try to do chats, but it doesn't work for me as well, because I like to talk to the guests when they're on, and I really do think it is good PR for people when they come on the show, because after doing so many shows, as soon as we put the shows out, it does go on Google. I know, you know, I've done so many shows and talked to so many people and learned so many things, and I think that mostly, there's, you know, everybody wants to, this is the best PR, this is the best marketing. Everybody says that. But most of the time, marketing, you have to do it, but it doesn't mean you're going to sell books. A lot of people have come on and said they have sold books by, you know, after being on the show, but I don't know. I, you know, that would mean I would keep selling books after 800 shows, and I don't know if that's really the case. But I love it, I enjoy it, and my guests usually have a good, you know, we have fun. And that's, so I'm, you know, and I think it's really good. There's a lot of radio shows out there, but I do Blog Talk Radio. And they're branching out to different services now, so, you know, we can promote it, and it goes on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Amazon. But they're going to start with the iTunes, and there's some other revenue that they're going to be, you know, some other avenues where they're going to be putting the shows. But also, if a person wants to do shows, they're always looking for hosts, and so you can go on blogtalkradio.com, and that's what we did. And so Virginia and I started the shows, and so we have other guest hosts. Virginia hasn't been doing shows for a while, but I've been doing them for, it's almost 9 years now, and it's just part of my life. And I'll tell you one thing, that once you do a few of the shows, it's really good, because if you want to go out and speak, you know, I think sometimes, myself included, it seems overwhelming. But being on a show, especially with other guests, is really good. And on my show, what I do is we do a show page, and then we advertise your books, and then you can talk about your books or anything else you want to talk about, because I don't, you know, as I said before, don't have set schedule of what I'm going to say. You can promote yourself, and it's a lot of fun, and it is good promotion. And I think so, if you're thinking of doing it, you can definitely, like I said at the beginning, let me know, and then I'll be happy to have you on the show. And maybe introduce you to other people that you might want to be on their shows. And it's fun, you know, and it's a good way to get promotion. And the shows stay on my site for, so far, for years already. So, and it's, you can have the link, and the link will be on your website, and then people will be able to hear your voice. And I think a lot of times I've had guests on my shows that possibly they've been on other people's shows, and they come on, and then they can promote, and then you never know what happens from them. They learn things, and I've learned tons of things. We've done shows on audiobooks and any kind of genre, as I said before, screenwriting. I've had actors, directors, producers, and it just, it's a very good thing to get your skills going. And I think, you know, this is a promo day, and I think that's a good thing because I think there's a lot of people that you'll be listening to, or you'll be, you know, on their sites, or they'll be giving you information. And no matter how many years I'm doing this, I take notes on my show because I learn different things from different people. And I think that this is the first time I've done the promo day, and so I'm not, you know, I know Virginia Grenier has done them before, and we started this network a long time ago, but, you know, she will hopefully come back to doing shows, but it was a lot of fun when we did them together. But now I just have made, you know, new friends with a lot of different people, and as I'm learning now that Facebook has changed things, so we used to just promote the shows, and then everybody would know exactly when the shows are, but now I think I'm going to have a new system where I go in and have an event and invite a lot of the friends because I don't think they're sharing it as much. But at the same time, they're giving us different avenues where it'll be on iTunes and more people will be hearing the show. And I think so it's always good to know that they're improvising and learning. And I think everything is changing. You know, and so basically the reason I did this show is because I wanted to tell people not to be nervous to be on a show because it really is a lot of fun and you really get promo out of it. And I think, you know, especially to new authors, it's very, very difficult to decide what marketing you're going to do. And I do a lot of marketing and consulting, but I myself keep changing, and as I'm speaking right now, most likely things are changing. And so I think, you know, you can learn from other guests, which is one of the things that I find very interesting. So, and it's not a pressure or it's not anything where you're going to feel that you can't do it, because especially if you want to be on a show with a few other people where the pressure's off completely, and if you don't want to talk, a lot of times I have guests on my shows and they come on and they don't want to talk right away, and that's fine, and they can just talk about what they do and then they can listen to the conversation. And naturally we're not in the same room, so sometimes you may hear like a sound where it's a little quiet, but we're all listening, but because we're not in a room together, I'm not sure who wants to talk and who doesn't, so I keep talking, and then people will come in and answer questions. And then I found that a lot of people that have been on once, they want to come on again because they've had so much fun, and now they feel a lot, you know, they feel relieved that the pressure, there's no pressure, because I do think it's not that easy. And I still remember my first day of going on a show, so I don't want my guests to feel that way. And I think that, you know, if you would like to know more about the shows or listen to some of the shows, if you want to go on MarciaCasperCook.com or MichiganAvenueMedia.com, I have a page where it says radio shows, and I have a lot of them listed from Blog Talk that you can, you know, hear. We've had somebody from the book review from Kindle, and he's in the Netherlands. I've had shows with people in England, well, in Italy, as Joe is. And, you know, so I think that it's something to consider, you know. And if you do want to have your own show, Blog Talk does have, they do have different things where they can explain how to do the shows. And things are very different from the 8 or 9 years that I've been doing shows. But most importantly, I like to have a good time, and I hope that my guests have a good time. And so I will leave you with this. It's promo day. Enjoy writing. That is my advice for people right now, because don't worry so much about the marketing. You have to market, but you also have to have a good story when you're writing, which is actually the name of my show, A Good Story is a Good Story, because this way it doesn't it allows me to have different types of shows, and my shows are not the same. So every time I do a show, it's on a different topic, or if I have romance shows, or if I have thriller shows, or if I have horror shows with different authors or screenwriters, or, you know, and one time we did a little screenplay reading, and so it was a lot of fun. So if you would like to contact me, feel free to contact me, and I'll be happy to help you, because, you know, you have to remember, certainly when you're just starting out, this isn't the first time, you know, this is, you know, everybody isn't born knowing how to do this. But after, you know, a while, you'll learn it. And I think that it being on a show can be very beneficial. So I want to thank Joe for the opportunity, for allowing me to come on and talk to you. And I'm always there to help. So if you need anything, please let me know. And thank you so much. And I enjoyed talking to all of you. Have a great day.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.